Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Spinal, Omalay, and Tyler all on your radio with one call, 8:12. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. Above Average Radio lives right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now, we've been seeing that's branding all over and hearing adverts and seeing, you know, just conversation about the MDC Tech Hub. So instead of assuming what it is, you know, and letting assumption lead the conversation, we somehow decided to bring in that's Elizabeth Masamba, the PR officer with MTC, as well as Erasmus Nekundi, the corporate communications practitioner, also with, if not, I almost said one of the biggest, but I know Tim will be very angry at me if I say one of the biggest. So let me must say the biggest corporate company in Namibia. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you, Ernest?
Yeah, it's good to have you guys here. Okay. Let's get into it, guys. You know, let me start up with Elizabeth, actually. Can you tell us what inspired MTC to host the Tech Hub conference at Ongodiva Trade Fair Center? Probably the most popular event about sports in the country. Also, what are the main goals of this event and when exactly is it?
All right. So the MTC Tech Hub Conference is at Ongodiva Trade Fair this year. And the key initiative is to foster dialogue and showcase the latest advancement in digital transformation and innovation. MTC was inspired to host this event to create a platform where we have experts, industry leaders, and the public to engage in meaningful discussions about the future of technology in Namibia. So our main goal is to educate, inspire, and drive the adoption of digital solutions that can propel our country into the fourth industrial revolution. And when is the event? The event is scheduled for the 28th of August. That's at Ongodiva Trade Fair. At 9 o'clock. Yes.
I mean, who else would lead this conversation but MTC, right? Why is this conference particularly important for the country, and how does it align with the country's broader goals in digital transformation as well as innovation, as you mentioned?
All right. So this conference is important for Namibia because it addresses the critical issues of digital transformation at a time when technology is rapidly reshaping industries and societies. By aligning with global technological trends, we can ensure that Namibia is not left behind.
Yes, please.
And the conference provides an opportunity to explore how technology can be leveraged to address local challenges, improve connectivity, and of course, to enhance the quality of life of all Namibians.
What are some of the key topics and sessions that viewers can look forward to during the conference? I can imagine it will be quite substantial. Also, are there any particular speakers or presentations that you think will resonate with most of the audience?
All right. So it's not just the viewers. We'll also have a live audience. They're only invited guests, by the way. But the rest of Namibia can watch.
Okay.
Yes. So with the viewers, they can look forward to a dynamic lineup of speakers and sessions that cover a wide range of topics, from digital literacy and rural connectivity to the role of technology in healthcare and the potential of VR and AR in various industries. So the notable sessions will include a keynote address by our Honorable ICT Minister, Emma Teofelis.
Yes.
And Namibia's alignment in general with a global space and a panel discussion on the country's readiness for the fourth industrial revolution. So these topics are not only relevant, but they are quite crucial for anyone who's interested in the future of technology in Namibia.
All right. Who is this conference designed for, though? I mean, should only those who's in the tech industry and the tech guys tune in, or is there something that the broader audience can also relate to?
Well, this conference is designed for a broad audience. I know they say there's nothing as a general public, but technology affects all of us.
Yes, it does.
Indirectly
it
or does. Directly. So we've made this, so this is not just for the tech industry, like I said. While we'll have professionals in technology, business and education, the content is quite relevant for everybody. And the event is also beneficial for anyone interested in understanding how digital transformation can impact their daily lives and future opportunities. We believe that there's something for everyone, from students two entrepreneurs, two policymakers, and the general public.
All right. Erasmus, feel free to jump in at any point for us, Buta, because I know you also sitting with a wealth of knowledge when it comes to this conference. But for those who can't attend in person now, how can they access this event online? What platforms will the live stream be available on? MTC Plus, you know, perhaps maybe. And is there any special content for online viewers as well?
Yeah, it's going to be live streamed on our two social media platforms, and
okay.
That's Facebook and YouTube. And of course, we always advise that when we have an event of this nature that has or that presents a wealth of knowledge and is going to be streamed live, we always advise that you make sure that your phone has data so that you make sure that you stream and get to be fed with the knowledge that is going to be presented on the day. And as you have indicated, you ask who is it really for? And the question is, who is not affected by technology? If you are affected by technology, you ought to have an interest in this conference, where of course the knowledge from the expertise and the industry leader is going to be presented and given to you for free. So if you're not going to be there attending in person, make sure you tune in on our Facebook page and on our YouTube page. For as long as you have your own data, definitely you're not going to miss out on that very, very enlightening session.
Now, Abudi Erasmus, just looking at you know, the viewers, we want them to be tuned in, right? However, will there be an opportunity for viewers to you know, to interact with the speakers or ask questions, so for that matter? And how do they do that? Do they maybe register in advance? They may know, okay, now WebSecure is going to ask a question on the day.
You see, with digitalization, you are able to have a virtual interaction. So obviously those that are going to tune in on YouTube and on Facebook, they will be able to have the opportunity to ask questions, make comments, recommendations, or suggestions, and have that virtual interaction with our presenters.
All right. Elizabeth, the conference involves several prominent speakers and organizations. Can you tell us about any key participations, partnerships, pardon me, or collaborations that have helped bring this event to life? Because, I mean, it is an enormous event.
So this conference is the result of strong partnerships and collaborations with key stakeholders, namely educational institutions like NAST. We have industry leaders like Huawei, and of course NMH, our media partner. Big ups to NMH. Yes, and these partnerships have been crucial in bringing together this diverse group of experts that are going to impart knowledge on the day. And we are particularly proud of our collaboration with the Ministry of ICT as well, which underscores the importance of public and private partnerships in driving digital transformation.
Let's talk about impact now. Oh, you want to add? Please do it.
I just wanted to emphasize on our position on partnerships. We are very big on partnership because we believe that whenever you are addressing a national concern, you are much more fit positioned to achieve the goal that you ought to achieve if you hold hands together and work towards achieving that collective goal. Otherwise, if you're doing it on yourself, you're likely not really going to be a winner, you understand? And that is why we are always very big on partnership, and that is why we have the partner that my colleagues have just mentioned on board.
So it's not an MTC show. It's a Namibian show.
Collaboration.
It's a Namibian collaborative effort.
Yes.
Okay. How do you see, just now in a broader sense now, how do you see the discussions and outcomes of this conference impacting the local community and the country at large, especially in terms of digital inclusion and economic growth? Keeping in mind, we always have conferences, but does it translate?
So this conference will have a significant impact on the local community by promoting digital inclusion and economic growth. I'll explain that because we are going to highlight case studies as well and explore new technologies. We aim to inspire innovative solutions to local challenges. And if you see, let's say, kids in the rural schools, for instance, you are told oceans have waves. But if you've never seen it before, and you see our textbooks are also limited in terms of pictures and what is a wave? But if you have a VR, for instance, at a school, and the kids can put it on and can actually have first-hand experience, virtual experience, and then you actually see what a wave is, you'll have a better understanding. Mm. So we want this conference to translate to that.
Yeah.
Something tangible, yeah. Yes. Yeah. For the economic growth, yeah. Like we said. Also, the knowledge shared at this conference will definitely empower individuals and businesses
yeah.
to adopt digital tools, thereby contributing to the overall development of the nation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
VR at school. Can you imagine if those things were there during our times? Bye. These kids have it all nice. Elizabeth, what would you say to people who are still considering whether to tune in, and why is it important for them to join this conversation on online, on especially on digital transformation? Those are the key words, isn't it?
Yes. I don't think it's up for discussion.
Mm.
People need to tune in. So whether you're considering to tune in or not, tune in. I'd say this is an opportunity not to be missed.
Yeah.
The insights and knowledge shared at this conference can provide valuable guidance on how to navigate the rapidly evolving digital landscape.
Yes.
Also for you to understand, you hear people saying robots are going to take over. What does it actually mean? You know? And it's also important to join this conversation because digital transformation is not about technology.
Mm.
It's about shaping the future of our communities, our economy,
yeah.
and our nation.
That's a belief. Now, looking ahead, how do you see events like this shaping the future of technology innovation in the country? Are there any long-term goals that MTC hopes to achieve through this conference? Not just MTC, but MTC and its valued partners?
Yes, looking forward, we see events like this
yeah.
as catalysts for technological growth and innovation in Namibia. Through continued dialogue and collaboration, we aim to build a robust digital ecosystem that supports entrepreneurship, education, and economic development. Mm. So our long-term goal is to ensure that Namibia is not just a participant. I'm sure
yeah.
it's a bit ambitious, but we also want to be a leader in the fourth industrial revolution, leveraging technology to create a better future for all.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Elizabeth Masamba, PR officer with the MTC, Aburi Erasmus Nekundi, corporate communications. Thank you so much for your time, guys. We appreciate you, and we wish you all the best going forward with the hub. This is first of its kind, just real quick, right? It's first
yes.
of its kind. Okay,
yes.
There we go. All right. It's 8:24 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The MTC Tech Hub Conference is around the corner. Get involved, possibly. When we get back, we speak to the Namibia Press Agency. We need to understand how we can get our hands on the official presidential portrait of His Excellency Dr. Nangolo Mbumba.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.